I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, Vatican Radio. And to mark World Environment Day, I'm about to join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who enlightens me on Latin terminology relating to the environment, translating such expressions as global warming. Stay tuned. Were the Romans environmentalists, do you think?
No. Well, they had, they saw some things had to be done, you know, like canals built and...
lakes drained.
Yeah, that they understand, but, you know, world climate and world warming, they didn't know.
They wouldn't have screamed from rooftops that God,
God
is green.
No.
How do you say that in Latin?
What, that God is green, Deus vini est?
They wouldn't have screamed from rooftops.
Domorum fastigius, non exclamavisent.
I want to take
They would
you.
Not have screamed, Deus vini est, God is green. They would not have done that. Well, no one understood that stuff in those days.
Well, maybe the Stoics would have done, because they had...
they had a vision of the world... complex, the Stoics did. But I don't know about ecology. I don't know.
They believed in the...
The totality of creation, they did. Mm. Yes, they did.
Were there lots of Stoics around in Roman times?
Oh, there always were. Of course, Seneca was the big one. The big Roman representative of Stoicism.
Okay, well, let's dedicate this piece to Seneca. I'm going to take you to the rooftop of the world. What's that?
Where is that?
The Himalaya.
Okay.
How do you say the rooftop?
Orbis Cacumine, in the highest point of the world.
I'm going to tell you something that will make your skin crawl. How do you say making one's skin crawl in Latin?
What does that mean?
Feeling uncomfortable. It makes you cringe. I don't know.
Faccia rodnesio ego nesio. Bene. Go on.
You won't answer my questions. We're going to speak about the Himalaya melting. Glacial lakes pose a new peril as ice turns to water. So how do you say that?
Lacus glaciales novum afferunt periculum. Ice turns to water.
Yeah.
Glaciae in aquam transiunte.
So obviously this is an alarm. This is a real alarm. This is serious stuff.
Proxime seria.
Alarm? How'd you say alarm? Just
admonitio gravissima. I don't know anything about the Himalayas.
In 1994, a mile-long glacial lake near Bhutan's border with Tibet ruptured catastrophically.
Oh, my Lord. What is the lake ruptus est in calamitatem?
Over a period of several hours, just think, the entire lake... more than a billion cubic feet of water, emptied out, sending a rampaging torrent down valley that swept away an artisan's colony near the town of Punaka, killing 23 people. Okay, let's just translate. More than a billion cubic feet of water emptied out.
Sending... Oh, you say a billion, you can't say this. Well, you can say it in Latin. You can almost say blah, 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 blah.
You can write it.
You can write it. You can say, Milena, Milia.
Okay, emptied out, sending a
ramp. Corporum aquae evacuae facta sunt. We're emptied.
Emptied out, sending a rampaging torrent down valley that swept away
Quae
a village.
Torrentem devastantem in valem direxerunt.
Global warming has forced into retreat virtually all of these thousands of glaciers.
Hey, global warming, there you go. Calefactio planetae. In recessum coagit. What? Into retreat. What did it reform into retreat?
Has forced into retreat.
Yes,
global warming has forced into retreat virtually all of these glaciers, which are shrinking.
Denique tandem omnes, Glacierum moles. These are glaciers.
During the Little Ice Age, which ended as recently as 150 years ago, glaciers slowly bulldozed horseshoe-shaped rubble and ice down valley. Also, let's translate. Little Ice Age.
Many. Parva glaciei etas.
The Romans, changing the subject, the Romans had ice houses, didn't they?
No.
Yes, they did.
Ice houses, where?
They didn't, okay.
I mean, where? There wasn't much ice unless they were up in the North Pole, where there's ice.
They kept ice in the Alps. They kept ice. They took it from the snow and they put it into houses.
I understand, but they had ice houses like the Eskimos is another story.
No, I mean houses where they kept ice.
Oh, ice houses, not ice houses. Well, yeah, they used the ice in their wine, and they imported ice. And you were supposed to put ice in your wine.
They eat ice creams.
Cool. They had all that stuff.
Lemon sorbets.
Yeah, sorbet. I don't know how they kept the ice. They kept it in salt or something like that. They would bring in ice, there's no question about it.
Getting back to our little ice age, glaciers slowly bulldozed horseshoe-shaped rubble and ice down valley. Moraines. Horseshoe-shaped moraines. Too difficult.
Well, it's not. You can describe it. Propellerunt terram et solum informam calce equini. A horse's shoe, which means nothing, of course.
Well, it's curved.
Yeah, okay.
The moraine, which is this rubble, this material, is turned into the geologic equivalent of Swiss cheese.
Oh, my Lord, deliver us. Ecterum transfigurator in id quod. Into that which Casius Helveticus digitur is called Swiss cheese.
It's sad.
Oh, that's enough.
It's terrible, isn't it?
I mean, I told you.
I told you it would make your skin crawl.
You can do it. You just have to think for a moment, heaven's sakes alive.
Now, let's go for a walk in the Himalaya now. We wander through lush yak meadows.
And what is yak? I don't know what a yak is.
We wander through lush meadows.
Florida, ambulamos per prata.
Ravens clack and prattle.
Oh, Lord, deliver us. Ravens are what? Corvi. Corvi crocant. Corvi crocant et...
Waffle.
It's a blatterant. That's not the right word, but anyway, I don't think I'm getting tired.
As they wheel above us.
Circumvolantes, that's all right.
And I scan the surrounding peaks with my binoculars.
Et perspicillo meo, per lustro, apices circumdantes. That I can say.
Are you concerned about the environment?
No, I don't feel it. I'm sorry.
What worries you most about the environment? The lack of water that we're going to get? Or flooding?
I don't know this. Here in Rome, I just don't see it. I don't see this. I don't see the emergency. From the newspapers, everyone's talking about this. And they had pictures the other day how low the Tiber is. It's lower now than it is. Should be. It was in August. Well, then, of course, you say, ooh, I don't know what's going on. We're so smart today, we're not smart at all.
Yeah, well, we would need the Romans to deal with our environmental problem. How do you say that?
Yeah. Ejeremos hode Romanus qui Difficultatem nostram ambituum vel locorum solverent.
They would solve our problems. They would have found a solution to
the... Oh, yeah, they were very practical.
To the lakes.
Very, very practical.
In the Himalayas.
They weren't philosophical like the Greeks, you know, and art and dancing and all music. They didn't understand that stuff. But they were extremely practical.
They were engineers, in a sense. The engineer mentality.
And the organizers and laws and streets and all that stuff. Ooh, the Romans were good.
That's okay. What we need today.
That's about enough for now.
And you were listening there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who is currently teaching Latin in the United States, but was, for many years and under many popes, papal Latinist. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.